Hello, what's up, and welcome to Flat Bear Radio. Okay, my name is Mitchell, and that song was Lift Yourself by Kanye.
Hey guys, my name is Kishi. Nice to meet you all. With me, like you already said before, Mitchell, and we are introducing a new show today on Radio Laurier. It's called Flatbed Radio. And what we're going to be doing on the show is to dive into the, ever-changing music, ever-changing influence of music and fashion and how they both intertwine. We're going to be talking about like fashion trends from like the 90s to present day. And we're going to be talking about music from all corners, like no artists off limits. We're touching everything from like rock music to rap, electronic music, but we're not going to be talking about any country music. So for those listeners out there looking for a show that has to do with country music, I'm sorry to tell you, but this is not for you. But yeah, let's dive into it, Mitchell.
Okay, so we're gonna give you a quick song for now, and we'll get back.
Okay, we're back right now. So again, you're live with Kishi and Mitchell. So for those who are listening right now, let me just start by saying that first off, both of us, Mitchell and I, were new to this, so take it easy on us, like listeners. We're just, we're trying to ease into everything. We're trying to ease you in. So like I said, this is our first show together. We're co-hosting, so we're like, don't blame us if we're, sounding a bit too off. We're just trying to get comfortable. But yeah, let's get right into it. So I'm gonna start with a question to Mitchell. Mitchell, what do you know about the link between music and fashion? Like, what's your music and fashion taste? Like, let me know.
I'd say right now my music and fashion taste is more R&B soul. R&B soul right now. I listen to more, Caesar, more underground artists right now. I feel like rap is a bit saturated right now. I've got a lot of artists on the rise. But linking music, if we're talking about linking music to fashion, that presence has always been there from the beginning. We have to give credit to Kanye West. That's really where it starts, especially for rap.
True, true, true.
But if you go all the way back, we had Michael Jackson and everything. Like, even right now, Michael Jackson's gloves and everything, his jacket, they sell
Or from the LV show, yeah.
yeah, they sell for quite an amount and everything. What do you think?
Yeah, I kind of see that, kind of see that. But for me, like this year, I've always been the type of person to dive into everything, like dive into every aspect of music. Like before, I was just like a main on that. I was mainly on that rap, like rap music and stuff. But then like lately, like this year, I've been strictly on like rock kind of music, like Queen.
Rock.
Who like let me chill. Let me check my playlist right now. Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of Queen, a lot of like James Blake, Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix.
James Blake.
James Blake. Yo, I'm trying to be versatile. Like,
Is it because of the Travis track?
Not because of Travis track. It's just like before that, like since the Stop Trying to Be God track, I've just been like listening to it. But in terms of fashion, I've always been into like street style and everything. I never really paid too much attention to it towards it until like maybe like 2016, 2017, when like Virgil came out and like how he kind of like he mixes high fashion with like street style, and like it's just become so popular right now. Like, we're seeing brands like Prada come up with like really nice sneakers, and like we're seeing like a street stylist like Virgil take over like sorry, give me a second. Like, we're having problems with the sound. Just give me a second. Yeah, back to what I was saying. Yeah, so just seeing out artists like, sorry, fashion designers like Virgil, are able to take over fashion brands, like fashion houses like Louis Vuitton, and turn it into like a kind of like a street style slash high fashion, luxurious style kind of thing, and how like people are like paying more attention to it because it's something you could wear on the streets and not look stupid or crazy, because like it kind of looks normal now.
What would you say you prefer, high fashion or streetwear?
Nah, definitely streetwear. Cause like with streetwear, you can wear it, like you can go anywhere streetwear wise and not look stupid. Like kind of like today, in the concourse today, I saw someone with the Prada sneakers, like the
Clapper sneakers. Huh? Were they white?
Yeah, the white. You saw the guy?
I know him.
Yeah. I saw him with that shit. Like before. Back then, if you see someone like wearing shoes like that, like not that it's not affordable. It's just like it's just gonna be weird, you know. Like it's not normal to wear stuff like that outside. It just looks weird. But now lately, it's just like if you see that, you'd be like, you can acknowledge it and be like, oh fuck, that's cool. Like I definitely want to get stuff like that. Yeah, my bad.
Okay, so I personally prefer, I'd say high fashion. High fashion just looks more cool, I'd say. Well, what do you think?
Yeah, it definitely looks cooler now. But like, tell me one high fashion brand that you rock with.
Prada, Heron Preston. Okay. I really like Heron Preston, and their bags. I feel like, you know, these days, more men would like to wear bags, female bags.
Yeah, I definitely would wear like the saddlebags, like the Dior. Like, did you see the Dior like utility bags and saddlebags?
Yeah, I prefer that over just wearing a normal like a fanny pack. I don't own any fanny packs right now.
Cool. Back to the music. So let's start with Kanye West. Like before, you mentioned like Kanye West and like how like he's kind of like intertwined with the whole thing. Started up with music, then fashion. But like, how do you think he was really known in that fashion? Like how do you think he got into the whole fashion thing? Or like how do you think he got inspired to get into it?
Just following Kanye West from his first ever album, you know that Kanye West really isn't the person to ever back down. You know, Kanye has always been that person that if you tell him that he can't do it, then he'd make sure that he does it. Even in every interview he does, he says it, and you can see, like, if you enter a room, you can sense Kanye West.
True.
You can sense Kanye West. You know, I really feel like the Yeezus was really the first step, or rather I'd say his shoes with Nike, his first ever shoes with Nike.
What were those even called? I can't remember.
I can't remember the name, but there's no artist had shoes with the company before. Yeah. So we have to give all credits Kanye West for really paving the way. I mean, no one else has done it. Even when Kanye West called Drake his son, I felt that because that's really true. And everything.
Nah, pause me. It's just like I could hear your knuckles crack in the mic and everything. And so I'm like, wow, that shit is really loud. I'm trying to find a way to turn it down. Sorry guys, if you heard it, like his knuckles crack and everything. Yeah, sorry, it's just a bit loud right now. Like we're gonna work on it, like, you know, next week. But yeah, we're just trying to get used to it and trying to ease ourselves in. Alright, cool. So apart from like Kanye West and everything, like we all know he has his Yeezy brand, Yeezus brand and everything. Like we all know he's known to, like, who doesn't know? Like if you don't know, like if you know Kanye West, you should know what he's all about. He's all about like his Yeezy brand and everything, his shoes, his music, and how he's trying to be more influential and everything. But let's go into other.
Actually, he's the most influential artist.
No, facts. He is the most influential. I'm not arguing.
I mean, who else would, like, he's the only person to sell out sneakers. Like, when he brought out those, they were Moonrocks, I think, for Yeezy 350s.
Oh, yeah.
And those sold out, and he just kept on releasing. And even right now, he's trying to make the 700s, what's it called? they're trying to make more stock for the 700, but then they keep selling out. That's how good he is.
To be honest, I didn't even rock with the Yeezys, man. I don't like them.
You don't like Yeezys?
Yeah, I prefer like the Nike, like the shoes he had with Nike than like the ones he has right now. And that's just me.
But yeah, Nike boys.
Yeah, you know Nike boys, yeah.
Anyway. I feel like for like Yeezys, I feel like what people get wrong is that they wear Yeezys with jeans.
Yo, who wears Yeezys with jeans?
I've seen people wear Yeezys with jeans. Yeezys should not be worn with jeans. Only sweatpants.
It's kind of like sweatpants, yeah.
Yeah, Yeezys should not be worn with jeans.
Or like cargo. Not even cargo pants.
Just
like,
sweatpants.
Just sweatpants. I can't even see them.
Like, let's say those 700s, those white ones. Either you wear them with like black sweatpants or you wear them with gray sweatpants.
Yeah, I see that. Alright, so we've already touched on Kanye West, but like, let's not forget that like right now, this year, like there've been more artists coming up, like more music artists coming up in the fashion world right now. Can't really touch on one right now, but one person who's actually stood out with everything is Playboi Carti. I don't know if anyone really knows Playboi Carti, but Playboi Carti is an artist that came out like around, I would say 2015, 2014 in the underground world. And like he kept on rising. He was with Awful Records before. I don't know if anyone knows who Awful Records are, but then like there were like a music group, and then kind of linked with ASAP Rocky and everything, and now he's affiliated with the ASAP Mob. I don't know if we can say he's like part of the mob. We can just say like he's affiliated, right? Am I right to say? Yeah. And yeah, he makes some really hard tracks. Like people who've been rocking with ASAP Rock, with Playboi Carti since like 2014, 2015 know that he's he's out there, you know? And like our show is even like named after one of his songs right now. You wanna play it for the listeners? And like we take a break and play it for the listeners then.
Yeah, sure. Let me play. What song should I play?
Yeah, I'm thinking of a Flatbed Freestyle, man.
Okay. Here is Flatbed Freestyle.
And we'll be back. Okay, that was sounds better now. What's wrong with me? Yeah, that was Playboi Carti, Flatbed Freestyle. Yeah, it's my boy. Again, I apologize to the listeners if we're sounding a bit flat. You know, it's our first show. We're just trying to ease into it. Alright, so back to Playboi Carti. Playboi Carti, where were we at? Playboi Carti hit the... We can say Playboi Carti hit the fashion scene kind of like early 2017. Like, that's when we started seeing him. Can we say, are we right to say early 2017 or like late 2016 that we started seeing
him? Music or
fashion? No, I mean like fashion wise. Like, he started getting loud like after his Magnolia hit, like his last album, which was like 2017, right?
Yeah, that's where he got. That's where he got so much fame from.
No, he became mainstream after that. We can say after that, or like before, kind of like before the album, his like the Magnolia album. That's when we started like seeing him become more mainstream, and that's when he kind of like also hit the fashion industry too. Like, we started seeing him at runways, the Off-White. The first time we saw him walk a runway was
Off-White
runway. He hit it the second time
early. No, wait, was it Off-White or LV?
No, it was Off-White.
2017?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to look it up right now.
No, I feel like it was LV. I feel like it was LV spring, summer, or fall, winter. He was with a bag.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you're right. It's LV. It was LV. My bad.
LV with the... What's that bag?
the
Florissant bag.
Yeah, the Florissant bag. Yeah, LV for Virgil's first runway show with LV. That's when we first saw Playboi Carti hit the scene. Yeah, and ever since then he's been like, you know, he's been into it. You know, we've seen him with Off-White, we've seen him with LV, we've seen him like a lot with
Alix.
And what?
Yeah,
I've seen him a lot with Alix too. Like, you know, like he's just, you know, it's just getting bigger and bigger, and it's only getting better for him right now. So shout out to Playboi Carti doing his thing right now, you know. Hopefully we're trying to, because like Mitchell and I are big Playboi Carti fans, so we're trying to hear some more music coming soon. You know, we're tired of listening to all the SoundCloud leaks. We're trying to hear some more exclusive music.
Yeah, hear some new music and fashion coming from Playboi Carti. You know, it's really the link between fashion and music. It's actually crazy because you see a lot of artists with deals. For example, you could have Rick Ross with Reebok, or Ray Shremmer, they have their Reebok deal as well. Just recently, Travis Scott got his Nike deal, and then he was able to make those shoes, and then he had the Jordan deal.
Wait, what shoes?
The
Cactus Jacks.
Yeah, he had that for Jordan, but for Nike, he did AJ1s.
Oh, yeah.
Those brown AJ1s, and then for Cactus Jack, he had the purple, and then he had the brown. Well, yeah, those aren't selling. He's not selling either of them. But yeah, that's just to give you an idea of how big it is. And then just going back to, as we said, the 90s with Michael Jackson and everything. And we have Prince as well, who's also a fashion icon.
Rest in peace, R.I.P. Yeah. Prince. R.I.P. Prince.
Yeah, and we also have females as well. We have Lady Gaga, we have Rihanna. Yeah, shout out Rihanna for this.
Shout out to Rihanna, shout out to Fenty, you know.
Yeah, we're still waiting for new music and everything, but we have to shout out Rihanna.
Hopefully this year we're gonna get some new Rihanna music. I need that.
Yeah, I doubt, but still. I doubt, but still. Fenty, I mean, I'd buy myself Fenty if I could. Fenty, get myself Fenty.
Yeah, doesn't she have some shoes? She has some nice, like,
yeah, she has Fenty Puma.
Oh, yeah, the Fenty, you know, Fenty ones. I don't know if they're called Fenty ones or just Fenty Puma.
Yeah, I think they're just called Fenty Pumas. I don't think they're called Fenty ones. But now, that's what I've been telling you. We have to give all this credit back to Kanye, which is why this first show is a Kanye-themed show. Kanye West did everything for these artists. Even giving artists the chance to get on the runway. I mean, we've seen people like Kid Cudi on the runway as well. He recently walked for LV.
Bro, even Sheck West, he first got on a Kanye West show.
Sheck West, that's another artist.
Shout out to Sheck West. Shout out to Sheck West right there.
Sheck West, that's a big artist that has.
I wouldn't say really big. He just got into the scene like last year, so I don't like. I mean, everyone knows him now
from Obama, but his first ever gig, his first ever.
Move your mic back. Like, sorry, it's just like yeah.
His first ever fashion gig was at the Yeezy show. In 2016, he was one of the models for Yeezy. That's before he went to Senegal for like a year or two, and then he came back, and then did he work for LV again?
Yeah, he worked for LV just recently though.
He opened up for LV
this January. He opened up for LV then. But yeah, even before the LV, like he'd already done some small stuff at the side, like with some other fashion houses, but they're not too known. Like, we don't really know them, so like, we're not gonna go touch that. But the biggest one he's done so far, apart from the Yeezy show, is definitely gonna be the LV show. Like, opening for the LV show is definitely, you know, definitely big for him. Also seeing, sitting, also like taking pictures like with his icons like Kid Cudi and everything, that was pretty big too, you know.
Yeah,
he's really doing his thing out there. Like, you know, watch out for Sheck. For Sheck Wes, it's definitely gonna be a big thing. Like prospect for the future. Like, we're definitely gonna be listening to some more Sheck Wes music very soon. You know, how was him at, like, you saw, you went for the Astroworld concert, right?
Yeah, Sheck Wes was It was crazy.
Good performer.
It's good. I mean, I actually wonder how they're able to basically perform the same songs every time at every show. And I, like, he comes with the same energy. He's that good. I think one thing we should talk about is how rappers influence fashion houses.
Okay.
Say Gucci. Gucci.
It's actually a tough one. I wouldn't say how they influence, though. Because, like, yeah, they kind of influence it, but I don't want to start off by saying they influence. Because, like, let's go back. Because, like, right now my mind's at like, the Migos, right? The whole Versace song and everything. We can say, I don't say it, they influence. They just, I don't know, they just really hyped up the brand and got people into it, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like, how Soulja Boy said that these artists owe him 5%.
How? I actually haven't even seen the whole Soulja Boy.
Yeah, Soulja Boy said that these new artists owe him 5% of their pay.
Why 5%?
Because he put them on. He says he put everyone on. He put Drake on.
Drake on to what?
He put Drake on. Can't you remember? You never watched it. He put Drake on that song. I can't remember the name.
Oh, Miss Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because, like, they both had the same floor and everything.
Yeah, Drake took his floor. I feel like fashion houses owe rappers 5%. I mean, let's listen to Versace remix, Migos and Drake.
Yeah. Oh, shit, man, what that is? Shout out Migos, shout out Zaytoven.
Migos and Drake at the Versace store.
Ooh. Yeah. Versace, Medusa head on me like I'm Numenati.
Sorry, that was Versace by Drake and Migos right there. I can definitely say after that song, their sales definitely went up. Like, there's no way. Their sales definitely went up after the song. So, like, back to what I was saying, how, like, I don't think...
Drake was on there.
Yeah, but I also think it just, like, the music industry just, like, hypes up, like, the fashion brands. Because, like, artists are big on fashion, like, right now. Like, we can see it evidently that artists are really big on fashion, so I just think they hype up the brands, you know, get people into it, gets people hyped up, and, like, you know, because that's what's in right now. Fashion's, like, really in right now.
Like, yeah, like, every artist has a stylist.
Like, in the sneakers, sneaker fashion is hot right now, just cloth fashion and everything. High fashion is on the high right now. Like, I never used to pay attention to it, to, like, maybe it's, like, last year, since like I never really paid attention to it till, like, lately, to be honest. I was just only on street style, but, like, lately I've been getting into high fashion, because it's just really popping right now, you know.
Yeah, it's that, yeah, it goes that deep that there's even beef between stylists.
I don't know about that.
I've heard of artists and beef. Fashion stylists, like, your stylists. Yeah, have beef.
Oh, damn. Serious. Never really got into that. That's cool. I can get behind that. Alright, so who else haven't we touched on that, like, that's, like, also heavy into the art, into, like, the fashion business? They're, like, artists.
I feel like, okay, let's link him back to Kanye West. There's Travis Scott.
Oh, yeah. Travis had his own thing with Hamlet. I don't know how to pronounce it. Forgive me if I'm pronouncing it wrong, but is it Hamlet Lang? Yeah, he had his thing with Hamlet Lang for a while and stuff. He had his own line, right?
He did.
He did.
Travis and Helmut.
Yeah, because I can search it up right now. He had his own line with Helmut Lang for a while. before he got signed, before he started getting, before he started like getting heavy into Nike, Travis Scott, X, yeah, that's it. You know, they dropped a, it wasn't really like it, it wasn't really that heavy into it, but it was last year they dropped a collection together.
Oh, last year.
Yeah, last year. I don't think it was some tour, it wasn't tour merch, it was just like their own shit together. You know? See, like we have artists that are like deep into this, right, you know? Let's not forget Fashion Nova too. Fashion Nova is some hard shit right now. We have Cardi B with her Fashion Nova line. That's pretty heavy too. Did you look into it? Do you have any, you know, have any girls that are like, they're like into the whole Fashion Nova shit?
I don't really know people that order Fashion Nova because no one wants to pay shipping charges.
No one wants to pay.
No one wants to pay shipping charges.
Are they actually that bad? Like the shipping charges?
No, well, like it's USD, and then no one really wants to start converting. But like I hear that they have good pants for women, so that's good.
You look into the Fashion Nova men stuff?
No, I didn't actually look into Fashion Nova men, but people were really disappointed. They thought Fashion Nova men would look like...
Would look like what?
It would look like the female line.
What do you mean like the female line?
Okay, they thought it'd be like, for some reason, they feel like, they thought it'd be like crop tops, silk tops.
Wait, go away.
I will not.
Well, man, I don't want to say that's it, because I feel like we kind of touched everything we wanted to touch on our first show. We just want to say, you know, take it easy on us, guys. Like, you know, we're just into this. But my boy right now is going to play some Gucci on My by 21 Savage and YG. Michael made it. Let's go. Okay, everyone, that was Gucci on My by 21 Savage, YG, is that Migos?
Yeah, Migos.
Migos, Michael made it.
Okay, so thank you for tuning into Flatbed Radio. Once again, we're your hosts, Mitchell and Kishi.
Yeah, thank you for being patient with us with our first show. Promise you, next show is going to be way better than this. We're going to have more topics. Probably going to have a co-host, so I'm just really tired. Yeah, guest host and everything, and we'll see you next week. Enjoy, happy Friday, everyone, and enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.
See you later.